Morning, everyone. So yesterday I was talking to someone and they said, what was the theme verse again this week? And because they asked, I said Psalm 119. Go get started. Can any of the young people tell me, do you remember what our theme verse is from? Anyone? It's from Psalm 27, and I know that tells me as a committee next year we're going to do some things to make the theme verses a little more visible to people, so we get that on your mind a little more. We used to hang some posters up, and I think that helped everyone remember what our theme was. But it's Psalm 27. Turn to your blue book, the first page, and let's recite it together this morning. Or if you're really brave, don't turn to your blue book and give it a try. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. So we're pleased to have our brother Hamid and Ari come forward this morning to lead us in an exhortation on verse 13. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Brother Hamid.
Morning. For the people that don't know me, I'm Hamid Anari. I'm from Iran. Originally from Bloomington, Ecclesia, not originally, from Bloomington, Ecclesia, but originally from Iran. When I sometimes, at the first time when I said I'm from Iran to an American, people said, Iran? Iran? I said, what Iran? Iran! Yeah, it's Iran, or Iran, or Iran, I don't know. Iran, that's the right way to say. You know, sometimes I feel here in North America that people are so spoiled. Sorry. Do you know why? Because they don't know how blessed they are. They have freedom. Just I ask you to close your eyes for a second and think if what happened for this Bible school if you are in Iran or one other Islamic country. Just think about that. Anytime the police come with gun and arrest all of you and they put all of you on jail. The women maybe be abused, sexually abused, few times with few men at night. The men, you never see them anymore. If you are lucky, maybe after 1 year, they will tell you where is their tomb. They will kill them. For your kids, you don't know what's going to happen to them. The women maybe will be released from the jail after 1 week. But every week, maybe a few times a week, they will be harassed by police, sexually harassed. That's why what is going to happen if you were in an Islamic country. Then you should be so blessed. You are so blessed. Especially I'm talking with young people. You are so blessed to have that freedom. You come here with no scare. You happily praise the God here. You know, sometimes I tell myself, what's the motivation of people in Islamic country to come and why they are looking for truth. They know what's going to happen to them. Let me to tell you maybe a daily life of an Christadelphian in Iran. You know, a family in Iran, you know, they need to hide their faith. Because if the other people know they are not Muslim, their life is in danger. The problem is sometimes they need to even keep their faith from their children. I have a brother, he told me he preferred to not talk with his children about their faith because they say they are so young. If they tell them about the truth, they will be asked in a school does your father, your mother pray to God? Or they teach them Islamic thing in a school, and if they teach them the truth at home, it will be a conflict for kids, and they always scared if the kids tell the friend that we, you know, practicing something else, they will be in huge trouble. And I told you all what is going to happen to them. You know, it was the same thing, you know, happened in the first century for Christians. And back to what David said in his psalm, the motivation was because they know this, the whole life is mortal. That they have a deep understanding of what the Bible says. Let me go through this verse and have more deeping on what he said. David said, "I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living." First of all, he talked about land of living. I am sure land of living is not this world. Because after Adam and Eve make their first sin, God cursed this earth with death. And they bring the death to the world. And we know all of us, we are going to die one day. Sooner or later, if Jesus doesn't come before, you know, the time or time. But what is the goodness of the Lord? I believe God has two kind of goodness. A general goodness and a special goodness. General goodness is contain everybody. Doesn't matter if the people are criminal, sinner, or if the people are believer. God loves everybody and give them the basic need that they want, they have. In the eyes of God, for his general goodness, everybody are equal. Or body needs, you know, oxygen. Everybody use that. Doesn't matter who they are. Or body needs some food. God, you know, provide food for us. We sometimes make a difference, but for example, there's a restaurant in Tehran for each person. If you go on this restaurant, you have paid $2,500 for one meal. That's so fancy. But here we can go in Taco Bell and have $2 meal deal. You know, you know, we get the same calorie maybe, but that's the difference we made. God doesn't make that difference. The food is food. You know, our body was created for some need. That's the body that I have. My body needs to have, you know, maybe 6 hours of sleep. I need to get maybe 2,000 calories per day. I need to have some oxygen. I need to have some, you know, water. That's why I need in my body. Just think about that. Did you have fun so far in Bible school here? Yes. Yes? Yes. Have you ever asked yourself why you had so much fun here? I think, first of all, we have some needs. When you are here, you are not worried about food. You are not worried about lots of things you have in your real life. Here is relaxing time, come and do what thing that you love to do. You love to come and hear about the Bible. You love to praise the God. And that's a, you know, time is prepared for you. That's why we enjoy here. We are not worried about the need that we have, but we enjoy, we do what we enjoy. That's how we are. And I believe that's a special goodness of God comes here. When the times comes, God take all of this need out of us. You know, when you don't need to be worried about the food, when you don't need to be worried about the place do you live, when you don't have this need, that would be fun. Just think about that. All of us are going to be die. We are restricted by time. When we get our new creation, God take that time out of restriction away from us. We don't have restricted by time anymore. That means we are not going to get old. When we have need, when I'm going to be worried about the food, I'm going to be worried about I need to have my sleep, I'm going to be worried about my bills because I need to have food, place to live, I need to work, I need to get money for pay for that need, and my life is like that. Everybody's life is like that. But when I don't have these needs, I don't need to be worried about anything anymore. That's our life in the kingdom of God. We have no need, and we do what we enjoy to do. The life is enjoying, praise the God, and do whatever we want. And there is no need. When there is no need, there is no difference. When you don't have need to food, it doesn't matter. Food, $200, $250 for food, or $2, you don't need food. Then you are not going to be worried, and there is no difference. When you don't have that need. I believe the thing that people motivated to be children of God, they know that the real life is not here. They know this time is going to go and pass. And when the right time comes, when Jesus comes, they can have the real life. And they understand it. And all of us need to understand it. Don't be worried about what's going on, what problem we have in this world. Because this is mortal, it's not a real world. That's why we said we are not citizens of anywhere. We are citizens of kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, there is no need, no difference, and we are all sure that it will happen for all of us.
Well, that is certainly a day that we all look forward to and put our attention and focus on, is that day of the Lord. We've been hearing so much about this week. Brother Hamid and Ari, thank you very much for those words.